Spirited performance today. It must be quite disheartening to come away with no points this evening.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, you know, anybody that were here, I said it the other week, but, you know, the desire and the commitment were outstanding. Very, very disappointed in, you know, the period that we conceded the goals. We have to be better when we get put under pressure, because certainly a team like Tranmere are going to put you under pressure, especially when you're leading 1-0. You have to deal with that a little bit better than we did. Really disappointed with that. You know, we have to look at things and be able to cope with that in future. And, you know, everybody will be involved in trying to be part of that to deal with whenever we get that sort of pressure in the future and deal with it in a better manner.
And after the first 45, in which game plan was almost perfect, wasn't it, to soak up some of the pressure that Tranmere gave, but also to grab the goal, and it was a stunning goal as well from Derek Asamoah.
Yeah, you know, he always, you know, we've got a squad and we changed things today. Looking at the best way we felt it'd suit us. And like I say, it worked. Just for me, in my mind, it's a period of, I can't say madness, but in period of a way, you know, you just got to clear your mind and keep defending, even if you do concede. Like I said, we'll work on that and look at how we can improve that. But overall, you know, I thought it a great performance in terms of a team. Yeah, we got beat. Be interesting to see the handball. I don't know, I can't really comment on it. Be interesting. I know a lot of the boys feel very strongly about it, but you have to look past that sometimes, and you know, nobody's going to help you. We if anybody knows, we know that nobody's going to help us, so you have to help yourselves, and we'll do our utmost to do so.
You certainly gambled in the second half in terms of the changes. You went looking for the point. You know, Jordan Preston came on for Marcus Williams, for example. Must have just been frustrated that we just couldn't quite get over the final hurdle in that final period there, despite the pressure that we applied.
Yeah, you're up against a good team. Everybody know that before we came here. And, you know, I thought our performance made it tough for them today. And you know, another day things might have gone for us a bit better, but we have to keep going and keep believing in what we're about and keep striving for improvement.
And this is pretty important next fortnight then for guys. It starts on Saturday and a trip to Bromley, who themselves have lost today, and that's the next big focus, I guess, is it?
Every game's a focus for us. I've said it all along, you know. We have to be prepared right for every game, and approach every game as if, you know, it's our last. And most of the time we have done this year, and the results have backed that. We knew we were up against a difficult run of games. Fortunately, at the minute, we've come in the tail end of results that not going our way. We have to change that. And we, you know, like I say, we have two games to do it. And we won't be approaching the games any differently to what we have all the other times when we've taken points. So, we'll do our utmost to prepare and be right for every game, and it gives yourself a chance to get points.
And, you know, reflect on that, because, you know, it's in our hands, isn't it? Two games to go, we can make sure that we're out of this. That's a heck of a different situation to where we were when we were facing the bad run results we had in September, October time last year.
Yeah, we always knew it wasn't going to be easy, and I've been saying it for the past couple of weeks. You know, I felt an aura about the place that people, you know, thought that we might have eased away a little bit, and I always knew that we wouldn't, and I've backed it up with my comments, and nothing's changed for us all along, and I hope other people it hasn't changed for them either, because with us as a group, you know, in the changing room there, that since since day one. We've had that focus, and we have to maintain that focus and keep that focus, whether results go for you or not. And we'll certainly continue to do so. And like I said, we'll be prepared as best we can, and try and look after each other as best we can to give ourselves the best chance of achieving points.